Hey, Dawn, did you catch the game last night? Even though I wore my lucky socks, we still choked.
But your team always loses, Yael. I don't get why you stay loyal to them. I thought part of the fun of watching sports is that the outcome is uncertain.
Hey, we'd win more often if it weren't for those refs.
And then there's the joy of believing you're an expert and smarter than the refs.
Hey, stop putting us down.
But the thing I don't get is why you insist on talking as if you're one of the players when all you do is watch the games on TV.
Well, my team gives me an identity and a sense of belonging.
So by cheering for the home team, you're making a statement about who you are and who you aren't.
Right. I'm defining myself as part of a group.
But Yael, your team keeps losing. Why would you want to identify yourself as part of a group of losers?
Of course, when my team wins, I feel a surge of pride and a general sense of well-being. But the psychological benefit of being part of a group is more important than whether my team wins. The real fans are those who keep rooting for their teams even when they lose. After all, another function of a group is to stick together and protect its members in the face of adversity.
So rooting for a losing team just increases your sense of allegiance to the group.
Exactly. Still, I'd feel better if they won once in a while.
Spoken like a true fan.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. Once again, our web address is amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.